at 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is exactly two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Just because the end of the radio obituary year is coming, we're not going to stop now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in about now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It is time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Of course, we left last week's episode with a one-hour backlog of radio obituaries all ready to go. And then a few big names passed. And a lot of not-so-big names, too. So here we are tonight, making sure that we don't get overly backlogged as we head towards the end of the radio obituary year, because it's coming, the end of this month. We wrap up the radio obituaries so that we can start thinking about the radio obituary retrospective, which should be the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. So that's something that's coming up. And you know the way we've been doing it for years now. We come to the end of the radio obituary year, and then I actually mean your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He comes around to poll you about which radio obituaries from the prior year you would like to hear retrospected. So we had our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, in town a few weeks ago, and for those of you who don't know, as part of his directorship, he is the one who actually pulls a lot of the data for the retrospective poll. Don't worry, it's still Freddie's poll that you're taking. Bob is just propping it up a little. But I digress. As often I do. So Bob was over. And We had a staff caucus regarding the radio obituary retrospective. So let's talk process for a moment, shall we? Yes, let's do that. Last year when I was down and out for all those months and so many capable and wonderful Bubbles in the Think Tank substitute DJs showed up for us, I decided I was going to support them as much as humanly possible in doing the radio obituary, so I started a spreadsheet instead of my old messy way of doing the radio obituaries. Instead, I put together a nice spreadsheet so they would be able to find out who passed away that week without doing that level of research, and then they could just choose from there, do what they're going to do, and put it on the air. And when I came back after all of that fabulosity, I kept the spreadsheet going because I realized this is a really good thing. And so this new radio obituary year shows up and we keep the spreadsheet going for this year. And we added this little thing in that spreadsheet, a column called good question mark. And so when I do an obit that the staff likes, someone on the staff will go in and put yes in the good column. It's very high tech, let me tell you. But so this year we have the whole list of radio obituaries all in one place already made with a little column that says yes. Now, let me assure you, we're not totally disciplined about marking every obit that we really like in that column. But as part of the caucus, we decided that we put on the agenda for that night, what are we going to do about Freddie's poll? Something has to be done about Freddie's poll, right? Well, we don't know. So we're going to ask you, the listener, to take a poll about Freddie's poll tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So if you navigate yourself right on over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you will now find a poll about Freddie's radio obituary retrospective poll. We're curious about whether or not you think we should continue with Freddie's poll. Go over there, check it out. We'll report back on the results by the end of tonight's program. And just like the other poll, doesn't mean we're going to do anything about it no matter what shows up in this poll, because it's my prerogative. Anyway, so there's that part of the program. Now it's time for us to turn our attention to the actual radio obituaries. As I have mentioned before, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Before we get started, though, I want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. As we turn to the initial radio obituary for Brulee, the French Bulldog from Queer Eye. He appeared in 16 episodes and was a smash hit. Brulee, the French Bulldog, just passed away at 10. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. Let's do this instead.
Tipped up to the back door to kiss my baby goodnight. That old bulldog hugged me, and while he could bite, that bulldog up the alley as bad as he can be. I don't like him, and he sure me. I don't claim to be bad, but if that dog don't get lost, I'll take a short stick up the alley and show him who is boss. Bulldog up the alley, as bad as he can be. On my trail,
biting and a snapping, snapping at my coattail. The bulldog up the alley, as bad as he can be. I don't like him, and he sure don't like me. Bad, but if that dog it don't get lost, I'll take a short stick up the alley and show him who is boss. There's a bulldog up the alley as bad as he can be. I don't like him, and he sure don't like me. Bad, bad doggy with the real, real short stubby tail. Snapping, snapping at my old coattail.
Bulldog, don't bite me. Bulldog, don't bite me.
Ole, 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 red dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
You bite your master, but you won't bite me.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Miss O'Leary had a great big dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
That thing, it looked just like a hog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
One day, Miss O'Leary, I went to see.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
The bulldog, he make a snatch at me.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Shake like a hat, and bite us dance.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I had to go home and change my pants.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I said, Miss O'Leary, your dog too bad.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Shut up, she said, it's the best dog I ever had.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Ole, ole, O'Leary dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I say, you bite your master, but you won't bite me.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
The day when I went back, I had to bawl.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
The dog eating at the table, napkin and all.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
But what he was eating, I had to shake.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Instead of a bone was a big fat steak.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
She say, anybody who mess with me.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
My loving bulldog, they have to see.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Bat McGrath, the singer-songwriter, member of the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. His songs were recorded by Kenny Rogers, Earl Thomas Conley, among others. He also wrote and sang many of the lyrics on what proved to be Chuck Mangione's breakout album, 1970s Friends and Love. Bat McGrath just passed away at 73. He's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I can dance.
the next radio obituary. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure if I told you or reminded you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. I have no idea if I did that, so I'm doing it now. Think about your future. Go to feedthepig.org. You're welcome, Freddie. Speaking of our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., I'm polling you about Freddie's poll tonight over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Trying to figure out if we're going to do the radio obituary retrospective poll this year or just go straight to the retrospective. So let us know what you think. I'll probably do whatever I'm going to do no matter what. But, you know, let's go for it. Actually, let's go for the next radio obituary for the Minneapolis musical wizard, Ed Ackerman. He was the front man for many loud bands, including Polera, BNLX, The Dig, and 27 Various. He was also a producer, engineer, and studio owner in Minneapolis, and helmed recordings by The Replacements, The Jayhawks, Soul Asylum, Motion, and the Motion City soundtrack at his studio. Ed Ackerson just passed away at 54. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You don't have that's not me. There's not much chance I'll unwind with what she told me running through my mind. I've been looking for proof to the contrary. Been a long, long time since I related to much of what she says. Most of what she used to mean to me slipped out the gaps in credibility. I've been looking for proof to the contrary. But I'm not finding much proof to the contrary. Glad that's not me. I'd be worried if I blinked an eye. I'd miss the clue that would expose the lie. I've been looking for proof to the contrary. I've been looking for proof to the contrary. But I'm not finding much proof to the contrary.
by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are having an all-radio obituary episode. This happens some years as we get close to the end of the radio obituary year, but usually because we're in some kind of crazy backlog situation. This year, we're not suffering a backlog, yet somehow we just have all these people to deal with. I don't know what to do about it all. Except for do an all radio obituary episode as we're doing right now. And let's see here. We're at the cleanup radio obituary for Gianni Leonci, the Italian jazz pianist and composer. He just passed away at 56. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Gianni Leonci. Gianni Leonci, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh,
Just a quick reminder here that we do have a little mini poll about Freddie's poll for the Radio Obituary Retrospective going on over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. It should be pinned to the top of the page, marked as an announcement, as they call it these days. So hopefully you can find it. I know Bob Cohen, our director of minutia, he's on top of that. Because talk about minutia. I give him plenty to deal with. I've had a life decision this week. This is a major decision that I've made. And I can't even convey to you. I wasn't going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you now. I'm open. I'm comfortable with you now. You would not believe how hard it was for me to make this decision I'm about to reveal to you this week. But it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. I am going to give away all of the unused Mad Lib books from Bubbles in the Think Tank, East, West, wherever. January Ferry has signed off on this decision. Don't worry. But if it's not a book that was actually used on the air in the show, I'm getting rid of it. You people gave me a lot of Mad Lib books over the years. I think I have like two banker's boxes full of Mad Lib books that haven't been used. That's in addition to the ones that have. Remember how I used to carry those to the show every week? And we would shuffle the deck and you would pick a number between one and what was it, 38 or something ridiculous like that? I don't even know. But yeah, that was a big life decision. I think someone else should benefit from listener generosity of books I was never going to use because I already had copies of them or just too many, too many. See how much you learn listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank? Moving on to the Radio Obituary in this all Radio Obituary episode, by the way. Moving on to the Radio Obituary for Marshall Efron, the American actor and humorist, originally known for his work on the listener-sponsored Pacifica radio station WBAI in New York, also on KPFK Los Angeles, later on for the PBS television show The Great American Dream Machine, which was the original showcase for Chevy Chase, in case you didn't know that. And BAI, of course, just shut down this week out of nowhere, but that's a whole different Pacifica story now, isn't it? Yeah. Marshall Efron just passed away at 81. I'd like to once again name drop my director of minutia, Bob Cohen, for I completely forgot until about 2 minutes ago that you had sent me something for this obit. So it won't be included here. My apologies to my director of minutia. I'm going to have to do something to make sure I can retain his services after this slight. But hopefully he'll post it over at that Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group at the end of the program tonight so everyone can see what he was smart enough to think to play that I was not. It's the Radio Obituary for Marshall Efron right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I have good news for the citizens of Abismo. The town council voted to change the town curfew from 8 o'clock at night to 10 o'clock. That means Abismites can be out on the streets until 10 o'clock, and then they will be subject to arrest. Also, here's a final note. Freedom cards will be issued to all citizens of Abismo. Remember, you must carry your freedom card with you at all times and must be ready to show it to any officer of authority, or you will have the shit beat out of you. And that was Get to Know Abismo with His Honor, Johnny Spencer.
Our world headquarters of the Bureau of Sexological Investigation. My name is Dr. Harrison T. Rogers. Now that we have reached the last holdout of human ignorance, the nature of man's sexuality in America today, I'd like to invite you inside these doors. Our outpatient clinic is
perhaps one of the busiest in the country. We treat all kinds of patients. They're welcome here. If you have a sexual problem, we're ready to treat you.
What is the ideal penis length?
Just about 4 or 5 inches, just about like that.
Oh, about 9, 9 and a half.
Down here.
Right about
below the knee.
The male organ has an average of 6 inches in length. The female orifice has 8 inches of possibility, which means that if you translate this to world population, there are some millions of miles of unused orifice.
At this time, I think we should talk about contraceptives. The ingenuity of modern man has given the fertile woman a variety of devices, starting, of course, with the diaphragm.
Look at the names for the sexual anatomy. They all sound like foreign imported cars. The Peugeot, the Volvo.
What I'm saying to you, America, is it doesn't matter how large a breast of a woman's is, as long as they're huge.
Do you think that the armed services discriminate against transsexuals?
Thank God they do, otherwise I'd be fighting in Vietnam.
This might sound strange, but I really sometimes feel that I'm a reincarnation of Fatty Arbuckle.
Hello there, and welcome to the International Sex Games. This is Raven Arm Smith speaking to you live from the Sex Bowl in Houston, Texas.
How do you feel about the growing sexual revolution in America?
That kind of activity is not going to be tolerated in this capital.
This is going to be a hair-raising finish.
All right, you three, just hold it where you are right now. Stay there, put your hands up against the wall, Fred. Watch them. Hold on over there, you. You with the black long hair, get over there. Get against that wall. You over there, watch where you're going. Any of you guys tries to run away, you're going to get plugged. Now stay where you are. This is just a routine investigation. We're looking for concealed weapons. Any of you guys got any narcotics? Anything you want to say you have before you have before? I look for it now. Because if you say you don't have it before I have it and I find it on you, then I'm going to have to charge you with something. So you better not be resisting arrest. Fred, call the station. Looks like we got some narcos. We got some real long hair hippie freaks over here. Well, I want to see these kids shot. You know, I'd like to see these kids just taken out in some desert place with a machine gun. This is what's ruining America, you know? You drive around with a flag on top of your car. You try to make this place a community where people can live together. And what do you get? These long-haired, filthy hippie punks smoking their dope cigarettes, going around using obscenities, man. They're worse than pigs.
I die. I
this little pig called a flunky. This little pig never stowned. This little pig went home to eat his meat. This little pig never home. Going to vote myself a joint. Everybody gonna get my point. When you see a cop, you got to say oink oink.
Oink oink. Oink oink. Oink 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 oink. Oink oink. Oink oink. Oink 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 oink. Oink oink. Oink oink. Oink oink.
He wears a shiny silver badge and a shooting rod. He likes it quit at anyone who doesn't like a job. Living in a pig pen, working on the street. He is called the city finest ham you want to meet. Smelling out a stupid pig, doesn't think a brain too big. Knocks cops in the park, not to bury it.
Oink oink, oink oink. Oink oink, oink oink, oink oink. Oink oink, 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 oink oink.
I am called a big bad wolf, I want to eat the pig. I am just as tough as he, his ways I just don't dig. Always shouting, always fighting, word is barely clap. I am just a fairy tale, I do not have to run. Eating pigs is just my bar, got to eat the ones that I.
you know, playing that David Peel as part of the Marshall Efren radio obituary reminds me that it's, what, a mere, 12 and a half months till we're going to play David Peel in the Super Apple Band, John Lennon for President. It's no time away. No time. It's always such a relief when we finally get around to playing that. Every single time. Let's see here. What am I doing now? I should remind you very quickly that this is an all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Moving on to the radio obituary for Glenn Brown. He was also known as Godson and Rhythm Master. He was a Jamaican singer, musician, and record producer, mostly working in reggae and dub. But he began his musical career in the 1960s as the vocalist with Sonny Bradshaw's jazz group, went on to record with all the big names and working with producers including Duke Reed and Coxone Dodd. He recorded with Prince Buster, Leslie Kong, Derek Harriott, all kinds of people. Glenn Brown just passed away at 75. Enjoy the radio obituary for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
She's in a mini, mini skirt and a go.
Girl.
Me? No, man. You want a skinny leg, girl?
Come on, little skinny leg.